Chad, this, how are things looking in your area? First of all, tell me the area that you cover.
I cover West Central Minnesota, a little bit of Richland County, and a little bit of Roberts County, South Dakota.
Okay.
So I'm kind of West Central. I run all the way down to, oh gosh, probably down to 212, and I run all the way up to Perm.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I cover a long distance.
Yeah, you got a wide area there. Yep.
Yeah. That's really nice because I travel from north to south, so you've got I've got a lot of good products to be used, put it that way.
Yep.
They had a wet year this year over there. We experienced that quite a few places this year where everything got shallow roots, but there was good yields everywhere I've been at, surprisingly. Beans were, some places the beans were good and some places they weren't. It just, environmentally, I think it just got shallow roots and it just never developed anything, you know. And then we got dry in August and September there, and we just, the beans just gave up. They just quit early.
I was surprised, too, how corn, how quickly that matured and dried down.
Yeah, I got some guys who still are going. They got some late-planted stuff, what was planted, you know, right at the end of the insurance time, right, you know, that 1st of June, and it's down to about 20% now, 21-22%, so they just, and the forecast looks fantastic, so they're just going to hold off and wait for Mother Nature to dry down a little bit more.
Well, what makes you excited about 2025?
Oh, I think we're going to see a big corn year. I think we got some really great products in our lineup. What handles the environment just fantastic, you know, they with the Power Corn List. I'm really excited for the Power Corn List to come on. The three modes of action with the Power Corn List, I'm really excited about that, and it's got the flop tolerance to it. We're gonna have really good corn lineup coming out for this 25. I think there's gonna be a lot of corn acres versus the bean acres. I think we're gonna see a little shift more towards the corn. That's what I'm hearing out in the country. So I think there's going to be a little bit more corn on corn. If that's the case, we got some great products out there, like the new Vore seed, and the chromes are working good. But we had a really bad rootworm pressure this year out in my area. Covered my whole district. It was bad. From north to south, to east to west, the rootworm pressure was extremely bad. But I'm seeing some really good things with that Vore seed. It's working the way it's supposed to.
Well, what are some things growers can do now to get set up for success for next year?
I think pretty dry out there right now to be putting on any fertilizer. Be nice to get a little rain. A lot of producers are talking they can't get the chisel plows in the ground. They can't get get stuff worked right now. But once we get a little rain, so stuff should soften up and get going, but probably the fertilizer is probably going to be one of the most important things to get down this fall if you can, and just kind of plan for 25 for the next season.
Do we need to be thinking about maybe some drought tolerance or those type of things for next year?
Oh, definitely. I think we need some drought tolerance. How we're kind of going into this fall, we're awful dry. We definitely need the moisture across my whole region I've worked around. The drought tolerance, we've got some really good products on the drought tolerance side too, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Did we cover everything you wanted to cover?
Yeah, I think so for now.
All right, very good. Yeah, we can always do it again, so